I don't know why it's taken so long to get Shakarama released. We've been pressing for it collectively on all sides of the House, and the United Kingdom government's been pressing for it for a considerable period of time. There's no doubt that one of the problems the United States has at Guantanamo is that they have quite a large number of detainees who they can't send back to their countries of origin, their homelands, because they're liable to torture or death if they were to be sent there. And so, interestingly, the United States has found at the end of the day that the international conventions by which they're bound, particularly on the prohibition of torture, are making emptying Guantanamo difficult. But they're going to have to grasp that particular nettle. The United States would have had a perfectly good grounds for detaining for long periods, if necessary, under the Geneva Conventions, combatants whom they picked up in Iraq and Afghanistan. The great mistake of the United States was to deprive these people of proper legal protection. In some cases, they've now accepted ill-treating them so that the evidence they obtained could never be used in a court of law, and landing themselves with a problem where they have a facility which, as I say, brought them into disrepute, which they are having great difficulty closing. It illustrates, on the contrary to me, that even when you're dealing with people who may be malevolent and bad, and I have no doubt that there are many who are at Guantanamo who come into that category, you should observe the rule of law and not try to get round it.